Hey everyone, this is Chris. I just wanted to make some pre-show notes. There were some technical issues with Skype, so there's going to be three very small skips in the audio, and they're unfortunately unavoidable, and I couldn't correct them. But overall, the podcast is still really great. Yolanda and Wiggy, of course, are fantastic guests, so I really hope you guys enjoy the podcast, and thanks for listening.
Taking a comprehensive look at the week's indie wrestling news so you don't have to. It's the PWP Weekly Newscast on PWPonderings.com with Chris GST and Des Delgadillo.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekly newscast presented here on PWPonderings.com. My name is Chris GST. I am the web admin. As always, I am joined by Des Delgadillo. Des, how are you doing, sir?
Chris GST, this might end up being the most chaotic episode of the weekly newscast in the history of the weekly newscast. We've got two of the wildest ladies in all of wrestling fandom. Finally, this podcast is no longer a sausage fest from the Great White North. Wiggy Wigowski Gator, the Wigster, is back on the podcast. Wiggy, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
That was an awesome show. Des, you just got to keep doing that on every show.
Right?
And
Wiggy works, too.
And in the other corner from, like, I think you're from Philly. I don't know. Yolanda from Yolanda Gimmicks Tees at Gimmicks247 on Twitter. I don't know. But she sells t-shirts and they're really cool. Yolanda, what's up?
Let me do that again.
All right.
Hailing from Philadelphia, for people who don't know, Yolanda, the creator, the owner, and visionary of Gimmicks Wrestling Tees. Yolanda, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, that. I
that was that. 1,000 times better. It really was. But yes, as Des said, we had to do this after Thanksgiving. You know, we're kind of in that lull, and we just had to spice the show up. So we decided to double the fun, and we brought them on to talk some really fun topics, I think, Des. There's some things that went down this weekend that is just beyond description. There's nothing I could have... I don't think you and I talking about it for half an hour would have done it justice. So why don't we talk about first, though, some big title changes that occurred this weekend, and then we'll get into some of the fun topics.
Okay, yeah, consider this our holiday gift to you, the PWP listener. Instead of us talking about things... Now you get us talking about things with Yolanda and Wiggy. It's, like, better somehow.
I'm wearing Santa. Does that make it better?
It probably does. So there were some major title changes this past weekend in AIW and AAW. And as always, you can find them by going to pwponderings.com, clicking on the Indie News link above, and checking them out. We had Kevin Steen winning the AAW title from Shane Hollister in his debut match. I'm not going to say. It's not shocking, but at the same time, kind of, sort of. And we also had Matt Cage winning the AAW Heritage title from ACH. And Des, the Jollyville Fuck Its, I think a team I think you've talked about them quite a bit. They won the AAW tag titles. You should be proud of that in some
Yeah.
way. And then Bobby Beverly, he turned on Nixon, gaining control for the team for Chest Flexor. Des, I know that I guess it's a debut as a pilot episode of a new AIW podcast on your site. This is going to have ramifications on that, correct?
It's going to have ramifications on my podcast?
I would think so. I mean, AIW has new is under control of new people.
Yeah. I guess I'll actually have to pay attention at the next AIW meeting and know where my podcast stands. So I guess I'll actually have to show up to know.
That is the kind of journalism we can expect from you.
Mm-hmm. I'm great.
Yes. But that's not, those aren't the only things we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about some Chikara. Wiggy, a topic I know you're very close to, and Yolanda, you just seem to be involved in everything that involves this. So we all realize that Chikara has this I Am Chikara thing going on. Yolanda, you've been in, I think, most of the events, the outside events concerning this. All of them. There you go. So you can help explain this. And Wiggy, you know, your thoughts as well. But Yolanda, tell us what happened. There was a scavenger hunt. And I know the child in Des just was thrilled at this concept.
No, no, you need to say it the way it's intended to be said. It's not a scavenger hunt, Chris. I know your boring business background makes you not enjoy fun things, but it is a scavenger hunt.
You have no idea what they were looking for, do you?
Yolanda, tell us about the scavenger hunt.
Oh my goodness. How much time do I have? This scavenger hunt was awesomely insane. We all met at the FDR skate park at high noon. I think we were all there promptly. And then this black Buick with black tinted windows full of Condor security, or black man security, like I used to call them back in the day. They pulled up, they threw out a clue and sped off while we almost got hit by a car trying to get the clue. And it was a QR code. And the QR code, we had to guess, you know, there's a lot of pictures, and we figure out what did it mean, and it all meant the arena. All the events happened in the arena, because I think it was a whole bunch of DVD covers. A majority of events happened in the arena. And we was like, we'll go to the arena. So my line is, there's a whole bunch of us, and we needed cars. There was no way we could do it on foot, or Tom would be dead. There was lots of times that we thought Tom was going to be dead, because some of the clues were hard to figure out. So we had to say, you know, little prayers for Tom, because we were too stupid to figure out some of the clues. it was such an awesome adventure. You can ask me certain questions if you want certain details, because I can talk forever. Some clues are very hard, some clues are very easy. But I will say that luckily was the help of some people here and there, some former employees. That's all I say, because I don't know who's listening. So some former employees might
help us. I'm sure Condor will shut us down pretty soon. I'm just aware of it.
some things here and there. But also the fans, because this was streamed, by the way. It was streamed on Ustream for everybody to see and also interact with us. So that helped a lot, especially this one clue. It was this one particular clue. Was another language. I mean, a language I never even heard. I don't even know if it was a language or symbols. Or I don't know what the hell it was. I couldn't figure it out. We were out there for 2 hours trying to figure this thing out. And luckily, somebody helped us out to figure out where the next clue was to go. And then it was smooth sailing from there. And pretty much the end of the scavenger hunt to save Tom.
Awesome. And you did save him, correct? He's not still out there.
No, he's alive. He's like I said. I mean, there's where I mean, you had people there who didn't know Philadelphia like that. So you know, some people might have got lost, you know, or couldn't make the next hunt in time before we figured it out, because you know everybody's not from Philly. Luckily, I am. So certain places I knew exactly where to go and what streets not to drive. Yeah, so I wasn't crying if I didn't make it in time in the beginning to figure it out. My attitude was kind of like, where is it so I can tell you where to go? Let's save them, you know, and all that good stuff. It was a surreal and awesome experience, but very surreal, because it's like, am I really a part of a scavenger hunt looking for this dude? For fellow fan, a fellow Chikarmian, word I just made up, but it was awesome though, you know, and I love the fact that I was a part of it. If the weather was bad, I wouldn't have been a part of it, because my immune system.
That's where you draw the line.
It is. My immune system has really been the worst since the season changed. And I couldn't tolerate being sick for another week. So so I was crossing my fingers for decent weather. But one of our treats was actually bowling.
Boy, and we
found Tom. Bryce, the Bryce Knight, a t-shirt I did for Bryce Arms Work, took us out for bowling. Carissa was there. A loudspeaker was there. Salant was there, and probably a couple more people was there. This new kid Cyclone who can, oh, and Dan Yost,
who could really bowl, by the way. I think we all know that Gerard can bowl very well, but so can Bryce Remsburg, Dan Yost, and that Kid Cyclone dude. Pretty sweet. So again, from hunting around the streets of Philadelphia, you know, and a lot of running too. I haven't done this much running in years. Like, my thighs were burning for the next 3 days. Craziness. But
now, are there any wrestlers on the Chicago that were there that are actually terrible bowlers? I want you to name names, like, and I mean terrible bad, like, you need bumpers bad.
All right, hold on. I can think of one person, but it's not his fault. Let me think. Who was horrible? Who bowled that was bad? Oh, Icarus was there too, but he's not bad. He had his moments though, where he did some gutters, and his reaction to them were pretty hilarious. Nice. And the only person who was worse was Assailant, because he never bowled before. So that kind of don't count, because it wouldn't be as funny.
that doesn't seem all that shocking. And for some reason, it just doesn't seem shocking.
So I will say the worst out of the ones who did bowl was Icarus.
Mm.
Calling you out, Icarus.
Homie.
Get at it.
What?
Worst in the world in bowling.
Well, let me tell you. What other wrestling company is so interactive that you can actually now say that you bowled with members of that company's roster? Like, that to me is like a new level of connecting with fans.
Yeah. Nobody. I can think of one place that would probably do it later. But currently, nobody.
Well, that's right.
I played whirly ball with the guys at Smash. That was fun. I played whirly ball with Brian Kendrick.
This was more fun, I'm sure.
Well, while we're at it, I wanted to get, I guess, Wiggy, so your thoughts on this. I know you're obviously not at these events, but I'm sure, you know, you keep track of them, you being part of the Chikaratorium or whatever it is you call it now.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on this? Okay, putting completely outside that, I don't know how to put this other than, I guess, breaking kayfabe kind of, what are your thoughts on how, I guess, this whole storyline is going? What are your thoughts on this?
And then after you answer that, tell us what Whirly Ball is.
Oh, God. Okay, yes. Okay. I think it's amazing because, I mean, it's just, I love shit like this. It's, you know, like, just the whole, the clues, the figuring everything out, the mystery of it all. I love it. It's a little confusing, which I will freely admit, it's a little confusing. It's a little, it's a little big. Like, you know, you really need to follow everything to be able to keep up with it, which is difficult, you know. But I think it is just, it is fantastic. And because, and more than anything, it's making people talk about it. Which is really, I imagine, is the whole point of it all. You know, like, it's certainly keeping the fans of Chikara interested. Which, you know, I think that's kind of the first thing you need to do is, I mean, if the company is no longer active, you need to keep your fan base from, you know, fading away, which it could very easily do. This is, like, an amazing thing to keep that from happening. And I think, you know, you're going to pick up some new fans with people talking about it, word of mouth and stuff like that. But I mean, I think the main thing is, you know, you don't lose what you already have, and whatever you pick up is almost a bonus. So, I mean, in that sense, I think it's fantastic. It's brilliant. And it is so convoluted and layered. It's just, it's astounding.
So it's like Whirly Ball is what you're saying.
It's exactly like Whirly Ball. There you go. Okay, Whirly Ball is, do you know what Hyalai is? I think that's what it's called.
Not a clue.
Okay, no. You've got these big plastic scoop things and a ball. And you pass the ball with these scoop things. And you have to try to score. There's like a big target on each end of the rink. And you have to like whip the ball and hit the target, and that's how you score.
So it's like field hockey.
That's so Canadian.
That
except it's played in bumper cars.
Okay.
That's going to take a while.
I changed my mind. Right? Whirly Ball's awesome.
Whirly Ball is the awesome. I played it after a Smash show with Brian Kendrick, Paul London, Johnny Gargano, Matt Cross, Greg Iron. This is a good segue to talk about Smash this weekend, or next weekend. It was amazing. It is like the most fun game ever, except for the fact that instead of having like the steering wheel in front of you, like a wheel, you have this like crank thing that sits in between your legs, and you turn it one way or the other, and that's how you steer. So every time you get hit, you get jammed forward into this. And for like weeks afterwards, I had these horrible black bruises all over my thighs. It was terrible, but it was like the most fun ever. The next day I couldn't walk, but it was the best fucking time. Oh, sorry. The best time ever.
Oh, it's fine. Cursing is completely fine. We're not Chikara related, so we're good there.
Okay.
So we'll talk about Smash Wrestling in a little bit, but Yolanda, is that true? Do you think that with each event, since you've been to all of them, have you seen more and more people coming?
Yes, definitely. The first event might have been more if it wasn't raining, and which made the mood very sad. Like, I'll be honest, there's a group picture for the people who showed up, and you cannot see me in that group picture. I think I put my shirt, that I Am Chikara shirt, over my face because it was so sad. You know, I didn't know what to expect like most people, and when I got there and it was so depressing, I didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
I cannot imagine you sad, Yolanda. I'm not gonna lie, I can't.
Oh, I was horribly sad, and I'm very bad at faking it, so everybody kept walking up to me, so I decided like to kind of like remove myself because that's not what I wanted to add to it. Yeah, it was bad. I was like, I don't want to be a part of this because I was, you know, had denial issues, I guess. But anywho, and then going forward, it has increased, and the biggest turnout, if not the scavenger hunt, was definitely the one that had this impromptu match, which was amazing because I had no inkling that this was going to happen. This was the last thing I thought was I was going to see when I arrived to this skate park. I did hear that somebody put a picture on Instagram of a ring, but when I saw it, it looked all beat up and rusty. So I thought, oh, this is depressing all over again. But when I get there, it's this big blue bright ring and all these people and singing and wrestlers. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I'm just so in shock that this is actually happening. And then somebody get kidnapped and mess it all up. But the funny thing was, when he got kidnapped and we see this, they're still wrestling in the ring. And we're like, what do we do?
Yolanda, are you there? That was so exciting, it just completely killed her mic.
I think she's been kidnapped.
Oh my god, she has.
It was Condor.
Condor shut her down. They're closer to her, so they hit her first.
Exactly. They're coming for you next, Wiggy.
Probably. Bogged down. I don't even feel safe being in Canada. But actually, we just put out yesterday. It's up at chikaratorium.com. We were supposed to have a guest, and we had to bump our guest because we were contacted and demanded that he be allowed to come on and talk about this. We had Kobold on.
Oh.
I know, right? Well, because he was run off the road at the Gorilla Show November 2nd. Basically, he was just like, I'm tired of these guys trying to kill. He was jumped on the way to one of the rallies. So he demanded to come on and talk about this and Condor. And he said, he basically said, you know, we can't, it's time we fight back because it's getting ridiculous. And Condor is snatching fans and trying to kill people and companies are shutting down. And he's like, it's time that the Chikarmy starts to fight back. And it was actually really, I've never seen him this serious. It was a little unsettling. So I definitely suggest anybody who's interested in Chikara and all of this going on, check it out at chikaratorium.com.
Yeah,
one of my many cheap plugs I will drop.
Yeah, we'll hear a lot more of those cheap plugs as we go along with the program. One thing I love that Jakar is doing is, I believe anyway, I'm not keeping track. I'm no Kevin Ford when it comes to Jakar knowledge, but I believe all of these rallies and fan gatherings are corresponding with what were originally listed as Chikara events.
I believe so, yeah.
So I like one of the criticisms for Chikara now is some people aren't happy with them because, you know, they're not actually a company. You know what I mean? They're not actively doing shows. I think they're doing something better because they're not a wrestling company right now. They are a publicity campaign. They're a PR campaign. And it's a successful one because we've been talking about Jakar on this show for the last 15 minutes and they haven't run a show since June. I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Well, as Yolanda said, I think that's kind of the point. And I am efforting to get her back on the line and hopefully she can return. But I mean, that is kind of the point of all this, you know, keeping it in the minds of the fans. And as you said, Wiggy, it's just kind of, it is really neat that there's so many layers to it at the same time. I'm just not feeling it. And that's just me. I'm not a hardcore Jakar fan. So this is obviously not something geared towards me. But Dez, I mean, you've talked about it multiple times on this show. This kind of stuff excites you. And I'm sure if you were there in Philadelphia, you'd probably be a part of it.
I would be at every single thing. I'm so jealous that Yolanda gets to be at everything. Although I do got to tip my cap to it's really cool that we can have social media in this day and age because, like, you had people posting scavenger hunt clues online and asking for, you know, their Twitter friends to sort of help them solve it. So in a way, it's like we were still the entire Jakar army was in a way able to participate, even though you couldn't be in Philly. So I thought that was a pretty nice touch from the Jakar fans out in Philadelphia.
Yeah, one of the images, it was, I think it was essentially a Hollow Wicked mask. And I know that Kobold, I think he was, there was one fan that was just tweeting at him constantly with photos and updates. And so he was retweeting them. And I was like, it's kind of cool. You know, they're involving all the wrestlers. Well, not all of them, but most of the, you know, the key names from Chikara's past. And, you know, they're getting involved. And obviously, Condor Security, that whole thing is, it's kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. That, like, they sent me one of those postcards. What was it? It was like after, you know, you signed up on this website that popped up. Yes. And they got your address and whatever. Yeah. And so they sent me one. And I was like, you know, that's cool and all. But it was like, it was 43 cents that you didn't really need to send me anything because it's not like it doesn't really matter. But, I mean, other than that, it's just kind of weird. But I do agree that it is definitely keeping people involved. It's keeping people talking. And, of course, I think a lot of the writers here at PWP, we kind of all expect Jakar to be back in 2014, probably early 2014. So, Wiggy, I mean, do you have the same sentiments? Are you just expecting this to return at some point?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. I hope so, personally. I genuinely don't know. I like to think so, but you know, wait and see.
Yeah, that is pretty much all we can wait and do, is just we'll find out when it happens. When it does happen, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So why don't, as you know, you were talking about Smash Wrestling. One thing we do know is Chris Hero. He's coming to Smash Wrestling, and he's facing Lance Storm, which is, it's kind of like a, what is it? The match from Ring of Honor that we all kind of wanted to see. And then, you know, it's not a culmination because Smash Wrestling, obviously no real affiliation with Ring of Honor, but still, I think it's kind of exciting. So why don't you tell us about that?
Well, the first thing I can tell you is, like, irony of ironies, Chris Hero is coming to Smash in my hometown for the promotion that I work at. And I'm going to be seeing him the night before in New Jersey, so I will not be at the show.
That's horrible, Wiggy. That's
right.
Horrible.
But to be fair, I had my plans before Smash, so yeah. what I do know is, Hero's going to be facing Lance Storm. It's actually going to be a really busy day. It's going to be Sunday, December 15th, not this coming Sunday, the following Sunday. And Hero's doing a seminar from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And there's going to be an early start time to the show, 3 p.m. bell time. And at roughly 6 o'clock, they're going to be holding the first ever Smash Awards. Smash has been around for a little over a year now. So we're having the first ever Smash Awards. As always, afterwards, the bar and restaurant in the front of the venue is going to be showing the pay-per-view. So it's going to be really cool full day. I'm going to be missing it, but I'm going to be in America. So, but definitely check out smash-wrestling.com. You could vote for all the awards and get tickets and buy DVDs and shirts and go there and buy stuff and support Smash.
Well, I mean, it's good that you're coming back to US of A, Wiggy. I'm just sad that you had to end up in New Jersey, of all places.
Wow, Dez. Wow.
Well, I'm going to Philly first, and then New Jersey for an incredibly awesome reason. And then I'm going to New York City, I'm going to Manhattan for American Christmas, and then I'm going to Long Island. So
I like that you called it American Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we totally celebrate Christmas differently than everyone else. But
yeah, I've seen South Park. They have Christmas Canada.
I believe Yolanda's back on the line. I believe.
Fuck you, Condor. You're not going to keep me from telling the truth.
Yolanda had Mace, and she fought off the kidnappers, and she is back.
Goddamn bastards, and I stabbed them with my brush. Take that.
Bear Mace.
Wow.
Yes. But to be very quick, what the hell I thought I was saying to those bastards. Try to kidnap me. How dare they? Don't they know I'm from Philly? So bottom line is more people. They had a show at the one before. I think it was the biggest one, this impromptu show. And that was very surreal in itself, because who would expect to go to an open skate park and see an actual wrestling match ensue? A trios match out of all things. And when Condor arrived and kidnapped Tom, you know, we were very torn. We didn't know what to do. And then, unfortunately for Tom, the Irons took out Sprinkles. And from there, we kind of said, all right, Tom, you be all right. And continued to watch the match. So the Chikarmi has priorities.
They are a very loyal group. They really are. And I will assume, I was told, we were just talking about Chris Hero being in Smash Wrestling, but I was told that both of you will be at Cage of Death next weekend. And I think that's pretty exciting. Both of you doing interviews of possibly either, you know, together or, you know, on your own.
Yeah, totally.
I guess, what are you guys' thoughts on Cage of Death? Chris Hero, Drew Gulak, is going to be an awesome show. Tell us what you guys are doing.
Well, we're going to be there. And we're actually going to be there in the form of Pantsless Radio, because, of course, Yolanda is now my co-host. I replaced one black bitch with another. Sugar is out. Yolanda's in. My girl.
I am totally really tweeting him that. Just letting you
know. Oh, I've said that many times.
I'm completely outing you.
Oh, I've said that on the show. That's okay. we're going to be at Cage of Death, and we were just going to go there and, you know, be, you know.
We couldn't continue. He was in no shape to continue when he was on a gurney. And at that, before they put him on the gurney, what's his name? Well, I would call him Randy Orton. Rory Gulak was in the back at the time. But as soon as they put him on the gurney, Rory sprinted from the back, jumped to the top rope, and did a double stomp on the Danny Havoc on the gurney, which I thought was the coolest heelish thing ever in life. So he made a fan out of me just for that. So I hear you, Rory. Fuck them fans.
And I'm a huge fan of the Nation of Intoxication. So, yeah, we got some heat. It's going to be. We're not going. I'm not even sure we're going to be able to sit next to each other during the main event.
Heat. And now my boy Tremont. Oh, is what they
Oh, after match. Oh, match. Rory Mondo is going to die at Cage of Death.
He probably will. I ain't gonna front. I keep it real.
So, honestly, I gotta say this. I you're listening to Yolanda and Wiggy banter back and forth now. Them together unleashed on a CZW show.
Oh,
crazy things are going to occur. Crazy
we're
things.
Be drunk at that show. Make sure you throw that in there.
Mm. Alcohol will be added to this equation. This. Oh,
yeah. You know what I love about the CW shows at this cold-ass skate zone's place? Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not. But what I love is how I can be very classy as I sip a cappuccino watching Cage of Death.
Because you got to keep it classy, obviously. Cage of Death. Classy. That's just how it works.
Look, everybody. There's a couple of reasons you should go to this show, but one of them is the fact that this is probably one of the best places where you can buy food at a wrestling show. They have lots and lots of choices. The only thing that I will not recommend that broke my heart was the funnel cake. As for many months, I would keep trying to get funnel cake because they had that option.
How
and then
do
when
you
they
screw
finally
up
had
funnel
it, it's
cake? How do you screw that up?
Just like Great Adventures, fuck it up. They leave it in too long, and it's too damn crispy.
That'll do
I
it.
I never forget that.
That'll
I never
it.
Forget that. I was so pissed at them. They didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, y'all need to go to the hood carnivals or something, because this ain't right.
Yeah.
So, Wiggy, I'm going to put you...
Yolanda's going to be classy there, eating her funnel cake and drinking a cappuccino, and I'm going to have, like, a beer in each hand screaming for blood. It's going to be great.
You're going to be totally Canadian is what you're saying, which is awesome. It's totally awesome.
There's nothing awesome about being Canadian, Chris. Don't lie.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yes. Oh, man. So, Wiggy, I'm going to put you on the spot. Gulak or Hero, who are you backing?
Gulak.
Yolanda, same question.
See, I know my answer. But it should be hard, but I will always vote for.
I think we may.
Oh
have
my
lost
God, that was most
because he has the fattest ass on a white man that I've ever seen.
Okay, so you cut out a little bit. So
the truth.
So you're backing Hero.
No.
No.
The white man is Gulak.
The ass. Wow.
Chris, man, you don't know anything about wrestling, do you?
I don't know anything about white men. That's the problem.
This show's gone off the rails.
When Yolanda's talking about white man, she's talking about Gulak.
Yes.
I take your word for it. That's,
yep.
That's
ass so fat, you can see it from the front.
Personally, though, I'm hoping that Hero sticks around. Like, I would love to see Chris Hero back in CZW. I'm not so sure that's going to happen, because, I mean, obviously, you know, everybody and their grandmother are booking him. You know, yeah, I figure by the end of the year, Chris Hero's luggage is going to be really heavy, because everybody's going to be throwing their titles on him, trying to get him to stick around. You know, so I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see it, but I'm not sure.
Totally.
So because of that, I'm picking Drew. I'm picking the ass.
Well, it's not like CZW does contracts or anything, so Hero could be a champion. You know, you never know.
Well, it's just more of his availability. When most of us that early Saturday morning, I guess, got that rumor at the time of what had happened was, the next day I thought to myself, I think I posted it and I said, if the rumor is true, I'm gonna tell you right now, that person is going to be getting that indie guap, and guap is slang for money, if you don't know, but it's true. This dude is, and I know people have, you know, thoughts on all this, you know, the stupidity and blah, 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 or their thoughts on him not being on the E anymore, but he'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Has anybody seen his pictures lately? He got damn near fourth row with Kanye West tickets. Hello? Unless he knows somebody that knows somebody, those ain't cheap.
Yep. I did see that. He posted, like, on his Instagram or something, and it was a photo. I was like, damn, you're like front row. Jesus.
Yeah.
He's spending that money. He's certainly doing that. So.
Yeah, that just shows. He'd be all right.
Yeah, he's not struggling.
No.
Nope, he's starving. He ain't nothing.
No.
Say what y'all want. He'd be all right. And probably more. I don't want to say more famous than ever, but kind of in a sense.
He is.
Because so many people that's clamoring. You know, for it's crazy that his name was Hero, but not to say a savior in a sense, but you know, a lot of people are WWE is raping the indies. in a good way, I guess, because, you know, people deserve the opportunity. But more and more people, more of the people that fans like are being taken away. So, yeah, some people are very impatient. The majority are impatient for new stars to happen and to make it known. But with Chris Hero there, it brings more attention to independent wrestling. Now, the only thing that kind of sucks is for some people, well, for the wrestlers in a sense, is that spots might be taken. Maybe. That's why maybe it's good. He's not always on the same show. Because somebody might get pushed to the curb for some Hero. Just saying. Or it's going to be tougher to keep your spot. Claim your spot. Or come up. Because of, you know.
Well, if rumors are true, those spots are always closing and opening. I mean, if you just think more than a couple months ago. I mean, there were two spots that are gone. Del Sol and Callahan. So, Hero coming back, it's just one of those. So it always happens. That's the indie scene. You know, we love seeing these guys as they start out. We see them grow, and then they go off. Some of them go off, mm-hmm. and you know, and then they come back.
There's a difference.
There definitely is a difference.
Because here's the only salary. I mean, salary. That is the difference. Here's the only difference. Hero's salary is about, I don't know, a decent amount of that roster. So that's the only why I say the spot will be taken.
True.
Not on the entertainment value, to afford him. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, claim your spot, everybody. Don't let Hero eat your food.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the way it's always been on the indie scene, right? You know, all of us have been fans long enough to know that, you know, we've seen these guys, they leave, and then someone has to step up their game, but then they become the guys that are getting, they're popping up everywhere, you know? I mean, Wiggy, you've seen guys like Josh Alexander and Ethan Page. I think those are two guys that are just, if not for the, you know, and the border issues are what they are, I know it's not in their control, but if those issues weren't there, they'd be blowing up everywhere, I think.
Oh, yeah. I liked Ethan Page when he was motion picture Ethan Page. I thought he was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. And Josh Alexander, he's growing into his own. So, I'm just saying, I understand what you mean by, like, the Hero, you know, he's not cheap. You know, and, of course, we don't know. You know, there's some places I'm sure he's working. Like, he's working IWA Mid-South this coming week. And I'm sure there's not, like, a ton of money going his way from there. So, you never know. That's just an assumption. I don't know that for sure, but... You know, I wouldn't think that IWA Mid-South could say pay him the same amount as, say, if he did work Ring of Honor. I don't think that would be the same. But that's just my assumption.
I think we can all agree that, in fact, getting fired has to be the best thing to happen to Chris Hero in years.
I agree.
Sure. I mean, maybe for him personally. I don't like to say that him getting fired is a good thing because it's never a good thing. But, you know. On the indie scene, it's great.
Over the moon.
Sure. Anyway, let's, while we're on that, obviously, Yolanda, I would be remiss if I were to bring you on this podcast and not talk about some of the great design work you've done, particularly for someone who is a great friend of Chris Hero, former Claudio Castagnoli, who is now Antonio Cesaro. I just wanted to, you know, let you talk about that because I think that's a very unique situation that you find yourself in, that you get to design gear for someone like that. So why don't you tell some of our listeners about that in case anyone, I don't know who, but there are probably some people out there that didn't know that.
Oh, man, I'll be honest. I think there's a lot of people that don't know, and I think I'm too humble not to tell people. So going forward, I think every other day I will at least bring that up. But
you need to, yes.
I seriously do. Okay, everybody. So I have designed Antonio Cesaro's, two of his gear sets, I guess you want to call it, which one of them is currently what you see or what you choose for him to wear in WWE's 2K14. So the cool gear when he was the U.S. champion, with the diagonal stripe in the front and his logo on the back and all that good stuff is what I designed. And I only designed it in two colorways, the red and the black, and then he probably picked the white knowing him. But, Antonio Cesaro asked me to design him some gear because they was saying, you need some gear. And he wasn't sure what he wanted. He knew some things, some details need to be met. and I did the best that I could. And obviously, it turned out that they liked it. So it was WWE approved, or he wouldn't be having them in so many colors and, you know, different styles of it and whatnot. That was pretty cool. And so that happened, in 2012, I believe. And then, WWE Magazine for January actually did a feature, a small feature, but a feature nonetheless, on the design itself, period. So that was really awesome. And I had no clue that happened until I went to my Rite Aid. I guess overall that's a drugstore, if people don't know. And someone said, look through this magazine. I said, okay, I look. And I damn near, you know, burst into tears seeing something that I created in a magazine and that it was featured on it. A feature, you know, on the gear. And from there, it's been immortalized in poster, you know, 8x10s and posters and, you know, other magazine articles and dolls, action figures and whatnot, or people, you know, drawing him and putting the gear there, you know, and you know, designing the gear. I mean, I found people who actually made the gear for him and got in contact with them and stuff of that nature. And then, so that was really cool. And then to see it in a game that nobody had to, you know, make themselves, that's actually WWE licensed, is really amazing. And then I got to design him gear that was that, you know, if, cross your fingers, he got into WrestleMania on the card, you know, he'd have wore that too. But unfortunately, he was on the card. But later, like I think a couple months later, he rocked it. And it was the white, red, black, and gold gear that he rocked for a little bit, that he wore for a little bit until he was with Zeb Coulter.
Right, now so, he has, like, plain black gear, which is, I mean, hey, you know, you never know. He could need some new gear at any moment.
So. I'm not sweating. I feel like Antonio Cesaro isn't really going anywhere, especially now. I know a lot of people were worried that he was because they were saying, oh, WWE don't know what to do with him and blah, 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 blah. But I think now due to I hate to say it, but that giant swing did wonders. So... he's definitely more over than Swagger between the two. So, and then that John Cena shout out in Munich probably helped a lot too. So I'm just waiting for the day that he's not with them and he does his own thing. And then, you know, I can design more gear for him. So, yeah, it'll happen. Not worried about it. But I do like those track jackets. I thought that was cool.
It definitely, I thought that was really neat. So of course, Yolanda, I thought that was really great for you to, you know, it's a unique view. We don't get to see something like that every day.
I think I'm the only fan. I mean, I think I am. I might not be, but I think I am the only fan. I'm in a weird world, I guess. Because I am still a fan, 100%, you know what I mean? But I'm just a fan that's been able to be involved in a lot of cool things. And I think I probably am the only fan that was able to create something of this magnitude. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. I think that's awesome. That's why I wanted to bring it up. But
so hopefully there's more I can put under my designing wrestling resume.
Hopefully. Well, you're not the only one on here that has kind of an exclusive. Wiggy, you're involved with so many wrestling, you know, ventures. I can't even, it would take too long to name them all. But one of them is Filsinger Games, and we know they produce those card games for wrestlers. They have a Chikara lineup. I believe they have a Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Ring of Honor, and a couple other packs. But you have some exciting news to talk about. That's, I believe, you'd probably be the first one, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the Filsinger has put out a bunch of releases just in time for the holidays. There's a CZW release, Ring of Honor, which is coming up, Legends, and Champions of the Galaxy, which is, of course, their original series that basically the entire game was based off of, and that's where it began. And in this special 6-card release, I have my own card.
Yay!
That is pretty awesome, I think. So you got to tell us about it. So I'm assuming you have some type of power. I don't know how card games work.
It's in the game, I'm a talk show host. I host a show called The View.
Oh, I hate those. Hate talk right? shows.
Yeah. Don't you though? And I am a heel. And the game is very storyline based, you know, like they very much encourage, you know, you don't just have Matt, you know, random matches. I mean, that's fun, but I mean, build storylines and have your own promotions and feds and stuff. And basically I am not a wrestler. You can't have matches with me, but I was designed to basically, I think my card was designed where you could start feuds on my show. Matches can break out, and I can be a manager with a huge advantage to distracting your opponent if you use me as your manager. And shockingly enough, I'm a heel.
Sweet, so I can put you with Cobalt, then it'll be a perfect team. Awesome.
Ew.
Exactly. I could easily be a Cobalt's manager. So that's actually, that is incredibly cool. That's probably the coolest thing that has happened to me with all of my shows and everything that I've done. Because it's like, I mean, there's, you know, people who are fans of the game and stuff, you know, who definitely, you know, obviously haven't heard of my other shows. They only know me from the Phil Singer podcast. And, you know, I'm going to be part of this game that, you know, like thousands of people play. Like, it's pretty freaking awesome, you know.
I bet you only have like 50 mana.
yes. I do have the stats. I'm not entirely sure. I don't have stats per se outside of the distractor rating to be like a manager or something. But there's definitely if you do like a storyline where wrestlers come on my show, there are different stats for different outcomes to happen. Like I antagonize my guests and cause brawls, and then I run away just because I'm a shit disturber, basically.
Are you saying that you put the mana in manager?
Ooh. Oh God, does that show yourself out?
I'm gonna beat this manage.
This show.
I'm gonna beat this mana joke to death. That's all I got.
You really are. I think you just buried it. Yeah. So the picture's up on my Facebook. It's up on it's on my Twitter at WeeGator. And it's my card comes as part of the Champions of the Galaxy release, which is shipping now, I believe. Or no, I think it's up for pre-order still. At PhilSingerGames.com, but it will be shipping in time for Christmas. So Christmas morning, you can be playing Phil Singer with me.
Awesome.
Now, I have to. I'm looking at this the picture, the preview, the croppedness of this card, and it has to. I need to tell the people what it looks like so they can run over and buy a pre-order now. It's the setting is inside a ring. The You have her sign the view with Wiggy. I believe, oh yes, it's inside the ring. Now, the best part is in the center of the ring. Now, Wiggy, is this like this lovely, plush, elongated couch?
Yes, it
very,
is.
Very
yeah.
Victorian.
Yeah.
She
it
has
is, yeah,
on...
Yeah, like, I'm on like a fainting couch. Like a,
yes.
Long, like, chaise lounge.
Yes,
and
very Victorian,
get,
very
like,
detailed. Pillow, and then it's pillows everywhere. She's leaning. She's laid across it with this lovely velvet blue gown, and she has her hand on her chest, and she has this devious look, like who me? Very sinister, very sexy, very lovely, very devious. Everybody should get this card now.
Can you just do the rest of the show in a British accent?
You're my favorite person ever. You plug my shit so much better than I plug my shit.
Wiggy, this is amazing. I am so happy for you. I am so proud of you. This is so cool. This is so cool. And I personally don't feel like Wiggy gets enough credit for a lot of things that she contributed to independent wrestling with her shows. And I really hope that this brings people attention to her. Cause she, I mean, you don't think she needs it, but she does. She needs more of more attention than she currently gets. Cause more people need to know the goodness of Wiggy. The end.
Oh my God, honey, the check is in the mail.
The check in the mail. Good, I can never mind. I'll say that joke for later.
Okay, could I throw in another cheap plug?
Absolutely.
Like you could stop me.
I know, right? As if I have that power.
Right. Where people can see both Yolanda and I, not just at Cage of Death next weekend, but as I mentioned, she is my co-host on Pantsless Radio, which we have evolved into Pantsless Video. So Pantsless Radio
is not what
now,
you think, people. Calm down. It's not what you think.
It might be. We are doing Pantsless Radio as a video cast now. We have the first official episode we put up last week. You can find it on our the YouTube channel of our network, which I believe it's up as KP Copix, KOPIX. And you can go there and you can watch it. And the first episode is called Wrecking Ball. And keep watching till the end and you will understand why. And go there. We did like a poll on the show a little while ago to see if people would be interested in seeing us do a video show. We had an overwhelming response, yes. So we are doing this now. So Pantsless is going to be out every other week, just like it was before. Only now you're going to get to watch us. And just throwing this out there, we're going to be wearing like wrestling related clothes every episode. So you know, if there's anybody out there who would like us to wear your shirt on our episodes, you know, just hit us up. We're happy to accept free clothing.
Well, now I know where to send my PWP shirts. This is awesome.
I will totally wear a PWP shirt on the show. I wore a Smash Wrestling shirt on the first episode. And So check it out. Leave us some feedback. Share it, like it. It was a lot of fun, and it's going to be so much fun going forward. And if you've never seen, you could see, if nothing else, you could see my evolving hair color.
There you go.
There you go. I don't know how I can top that. I just don't. So before we go, though, I did make a tweet that this could be a historic episode. And, you know, you brought up shows that could be considered wrecking balls. Dez and Yolanda, sell me on Total Divas.
That was the worst segue in the history of radio.
This
came
from the guy that brought up Mana.
Hey, that was relevant. We were talking about nerd culture, okay? Yeah. Anyway, Chris, why aren't you watching Total Divas? What is wrong with you?
I don't know. What's wrong with you? There's so many things. Anyway, either one of you. I will say that.
It's so many good things. You are missing John Cena gives Nikki Bella roommate papers. He was like, bitch, you want to come in here? You ain't my joint. You ain't my main squeeze. You's a roommate. Sign that. And if you try to do me dirty,
not even a
I'm
roommate.
Kick your ass out of there. No, no, a guest. Yeah, she couldn't even be a roommate. She's not even good enough
She's
for that.
Guest.
You're a guest, ho. And if you try to start any static, you will be out of my crib in 40 hours. That's right. 40 hours. Let me see what else we got. We got John Cena's
Sheldon Cooper. He is the Sheldon Cooper of the WWE. He refuses to let Nikki Bella use his countertops because he wants to see himself in them.
OCD Cena debuts and Nikki Bella has boxes full of dildos.
Yes,
and she may or may not sell on eBay.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you got Trinity, aka Naomi, the one, the Funkadactyl with the fat ass. And her fiance, Jay Uso, his real name was John, but I'm gonna call him Jay for now. The recent episode, her pops come to visit, and I like to say that he has perfect cock blocking timing, because every time they trying to do some things, he always coming in the crib, but he don't just come in the crib and open the door and say hi. You know what he says, which is like the worst thing ever and the most perverted, nasty black voice I can think of. He goes,
"What y'all doing? Y'all doing the nasty?"
And I'm like, ew. And Naomi like, "No, daddy, We just eating candy.
Eating candy?
You're not going to lie, that is pretty funny. Not
that is the largest euphemism ever.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. I wish I could remember the episodes from the... Oh. The Natty using Fandango to get a TJ... What's Tyson Kidd? Tyson Kidd jealous. That was a good one. Cool Boys for Natty. I'd have done the same thing. You want Ava to put a headlock with her braless breasts? I'll show you. And then she goes get Fandango all shirtless and make him jealous. That was a good one, too. And there's some other stuff. So if you like what I'm saying, how I describe Total Divas, if you're like, I will never watch this damn show, but I'll listen to you, well, then that's lovely. Because every week, I do a YouTube recap so you can see more of me and hear my lovely nonsense and recap Total Divas in my own extra way. You could go to Gimmicks TV. Gimmicks is spelled with one M. And you go there, and I have 4 episodes already. So if you're like, I refuse to watch this goddamn show, that's okay. Just listen to me. I'm probably more entertaining anyway.
You probably are. And I mean, I don't even know how to top that. We generally like to give people a chance to plug their stuff at the end, but I think that's pretty much it. Unless Des, unless you've got something, I think we can just start closing out. We do want to mention, though, this weekend, a lot of good shows, a lot of indie support. You guys should go out there. IWA Mid-South, Big Ass Christmas Bash on the 6th. Also, FIP in full force in Orlando, Florida. And on the 7th, FIP comes back. Violence is the Answer. And then we have Wrestling Cares Association, The Ultimate Fun Time in Culver City, CWF in Gibsonville, North Carolina, and PWF Fear the Truth in Corbin, Kentucky. So, guys, this has been an awesome episode. I'm glad that we were able to have both of you on, despite some of the technical issues. And obviously, we'll have you on again in the future. But, as Wiggy knows, plug time. So, Wiggy, have at it. You get to go first.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, you can see Yolanda and I on Pants' video, which, like I said, you could see on our YouTube channel, our network YouTube channel, KAP Copix. All the episodes are also going to be up at pantsusradio.com. You can listen to all of our archived episodes. You can listen to me and former Chikara referee Dan Yost and excellent bowler Dan Yost on Chikaratorium every month. We just had Cobalt on this past yesterday. Today, actually, and we had Drew Gulak on last month. You can listen to that at jakaratorium.com. The View from Filsinger Headquarters, you can listen to at filsingergames.com, and you could also, we just talked to DJ Hyde, CZW and WSU owner. You can also go there and order my card in Champions of the Galaxy, which is awesome. Smash Wrestling, December 15th in Toronto at E-Zone. If you're able to be there, be there. So the main event is going to be Lance Storm versus Chris Hero. What else? Follow me on Twitter at WikiGator, at Pantsus Radio, at Chikaratorium. And come see Yolanda and I at Cage of Death next weekend. I'll be the drunk Canadian with very festive hair.
That's pretty much all that can be said. Yolanda, how about you? What do you have going on?
Okay. All right. I have so much going on. Everything that you can find my updates, so to speak, is at gimmickswrestlingtees.com. Gimmicks is spelled with one M. If you want to follow me on Twitter, on the Twitter machine, that's at gimmicks247. Like my Facebook page. That's under Gimmicks247 as well. I have an Instagram. Follow me there under Gimmicks Wrestling Tees. Again, I have this Total Divas YouTube recap show under Gimmicks TV on YouTube. And what else we got here? But go to Gimmicks Wrestling Tees for almost every hustle that I have. I have a podcast called The Shiznit where I'm a little more raw than I am here, I guess. And then I also have a Facebook cater to indie wrestling as much as I can. I find stuff, so I share it on Indie Grind. So if you're like, I don't remember half the stuff you said, that's okay. Just remember to go to Gimmicks Wrestling Tees. That you spell with one M because I like it better that way.
Des, what do you have going on?
Well, if you got through this show and you're listening to this, God bless you. You are an incredible human being.
What a trooper you are to have made it through all this.
You, listener, are what I like to call the Iron Man. So I salute you. Even if you're a woman, you are the Iron Man. You can follow me on Twitter at DesDelgadillo and check out my blog, thingsdesdes.net. And if you happen to be in the Southern California area and want to see some comedy next weekend, I'll be doing the Comedy Store. It's the last Comedy Store show of the year on December 13th in the original room of the Comedy Store. You can tweet me if you have questions about that, but I'll be there and I'll be telling jokes and trying to get chocolate milk. So that's
chocolate milk.
I like chocolate
And WrestleTalk.tv for other stuff.
That was awesome, Des. Good job. So, as always, I want to thank you all for listening. If you're checking us out on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a 4 or 5 star review. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, you can find us twitter.com/pwponderings or on facebook.com/pwponderings or just go to pwponderings.com for everything that we do. Tons of reviews, lots of podcasts, lots of fun. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at CGSTong. That's CGSTONG. For Des, Yolanda, and Wiggy, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
Wait!